I got a call on my phone twice in the last 2 weeks. Maybe you've received these calls too. Maybe family or friends have. But it's an automated voice, and it says something like, "This is an update from the Social Security Administration. We've noticed suspicious activity using your Social Security number. Press 1 to find out more." First time I hung up. Week later, I get the call again. "I recently lost my credit card and have had it changed over." You know how you're nervous about your whole world when you think you're vulnerable? And now the Social Security Administration is calling me. And I'm like, oh, maybe somebody got the thing and now they're doing something else. And so I really wanted to press 1. But I was nervous about what Pandora's box I was going to open if I hit 1 on my cell. So I didn't. Then I looked at the recents on my phone to see what the phone number was. And then, using the company's phone, because it'll screw them up, not me, I called that number. That number rang at the Social Security Administration. It is their phone number. So I thought, hokey smokes. It looks like that was the Social Security Administration calling me, because the return call was to them, saying there's suspicious activity with your credit card number. Ooh. So we reached out to Tracy Thanos, who joins us on WGN Radio. Tracy is a special agent in charge of the Social Security Office of the Inspector General in the Chicago Field Division. Tracy, it's John Williams. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Is my experience unique?
No, your experience is not unique. We have seen a huge spike in these type of impersonation calls.
Is that what you call them, impersonation calls?
Yes.
Where somebody is pretending to be an agency that they're not, I guess, huh?
Correct. It's similar to a lottery scheme where they're legitimizing the scheme by saying it's a legitimate telephone number that they're spoofing and using a government agency's name like the SSA or the IRS.
But how are they able to? I thought maybe I had discovered something when I noticed that it was the Social Security Administration number that displays on my phone. What does that mean?
Yes. Unfortunately, the fraudsters are able to spoof numbers such as our national call number or any other SSA office number unless you can have a number that does not call out. The number would need to be blocked. So, unfortunately, yes, that's what is happening.
So they're able to steal your number and make it essentially route their call through your number or make it appear as though it came from you to me. What would have happened if I hit 1 on my phone?
Well, most likely what would have happened is that the call would have been sent to an outside call center, probably outside the country, where you would have been routed to someone who would most likely strong-arm you for your personal identifiable information or bank account information, anything that could tie you to something where they could access your money.
I almost wish I had, just so I could hear. I mean, because if they started to ask for a bank account number or a credit card number, I don't think I would have given them that information. They can then convince people over the phone to do that, huh?
Sadly, you know, some people just believe these fraudsters, believe that people are honest, believe that someone says that they're with the Social Security Administration and they need this information, and unfortunately, they do just that.
If I had given them, say I took the first step, I call and they verify my Social Security number. I can imagine it going something like that. And I give them my Social Security number. I'm not that vulnerable yet, am I? Or am I already now in trouble if I give my SS number to somebody over the phone?
Well, you're not entirely in trouble unless there might be other public information out there about you.
Yeah.
It could be on the internet if your date of birth is out there or other information that could tie you to something that they might want.
It's identity theft in a way, isn't it? And this is just one of the pieces of information they're looking for.
Definitely.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, their end game is what? So they cobble together some information, or maybe I give them the whole store. What are they trying to do here?
Well, they're trying to tell you that, you know, something's gone wrong with your number, that they need you to send the money, that they need your bank account information for some reason. they're very believable. They're going to tell you, you know, you might get arrested if you don't give me this information. So the end game is for them to get you to send them something.
Send
money or right. payment.
Well, that's it. They're trying to get money. They're trying to get access to my bank accounts, I guess, right?
Oh, yes. People have sent them, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And even if they're not successful with, you know, 100, they might get that one person that does give them the information. And
you just get scared. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, a guy called my home number and said he was with the IRS. And every bone in my body knew it couldn't be true, but I was still frightened and I still considered it. And I'm, you know, I don't think I'm easily fooled,
yeah, right,
but
sure.
it just is so disarming.
Well, I think your IRS information, your tax information, your banker's Social Security information is very important to you. There are agencies. Here's the thing, I think. There are agencies that are managing them or even safeguarding them. And if there were a breach, wouldn't they reach out to you? So how do you know, based on that first phone call, that this thing is a fraud?
No, you wouldn't know, and there have been so many data breaches that there is a lot of information out there.
The red flag to me would be, though, if they said send money, or if they got angry, or if they, what were some of the things you said that they would do? If they said I could be arrested, I mean, for crying out loud, or if they had a Russian accent, I think that would sort of tip me off. Do you think that these bad actors are in Russia or places like that where we know there have been some hackings going on?
I believe they are. I mean, there are fraud warning signs. If you hear an accent, a foreign accent, that might be something to look out for. I mean, if someone's calling you from a number that you don't recognize, you know, maybe just not answering the call would be your first step to helping yourself out.
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, it's funny because when your cell phone rings, you think, man, maybe it's that's a little closer to home than a landline. It seems to be a little more personal, like maybe there's a reason I should be getting this call. So I answered it, but it didn't display, you know, IRS. It didn't say Social Security. It did display, like I said, a 1-800 number. And I think it was a 1-800 number. And when I looked back on my phone, like I said, that seemed to be the right number for the SSA. Chris had a question or an observation about this. Hey, Chris, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We get a lot of these calls on the landline, and I relish it. I'll take the opportunity to put on an old woman's voice and just drag it out and drag it out for 20 or 25 minutes. A lot of times they want you to get on the computer and, you know, get into your banking information.
Really?
And
you've had conversations
kind of a
with these
family event
people.
Out of it.
So how... So you're going to make them miserable as long as you can, huh?
Oh, and you know, you figure every minute that you can keep them on, it's one or two or ten less people they're going to bother. But yeah, they're none too thrilled once they find out the F-bombs start to fly and
really?
The insults start to fly. Oh, there's some great videos. If you go on YouTube, there's guys that have recorded this, and it's I know it sounds petty, but it is quite enjoyable.
Wouldn't there be a way, Tracy, to, if Chris has them on the line long enough, to trace back the number to find out where they are calling from?
Well, we're currently working this investigation at a national level where they are looking at these allegations and clustering them, trying to identify where these numbers are coming from, looking for the point of origin. So, I mean, there have been some leads, but it is very difficult to, you know, identify where the call's coming from, identify who the subject is.
Yeah.
They get canceled right away. I actually took the number down because they leave it, and I called them right back. I went through it with this guy. He was unhappy, and I said, you know what? I'm going to call back and do it again. I enjoyed it so much. but then the number is disconnected, like right away. So it's got to be some kind of rotating thing that it's just a temporary phone number, whatever it is. But
hey Chris, did that guy have an accent? Did that guy have an accent?
Yes. You know, and it's almost so obvious, or we would think it's obvious, like you said, people fall for it, but, you know, my name's Henry. Well, you really don't sound like a Henry or anybody that knows a Henry.
Right.
And it's pretty obvious, but not to everybody.
Hey, how about those Cubs? Cubs are doing good, yeah? The Cubs good ball club.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It is kind of enjoyable.
Have a good day, Chris.
It's bad when you think of the amount of people that fall for it.
Yeah, yeah, amen to that. Thanks for the phone call. There's a story in the Tribune today. It's not about this scam per se, but it's about a guy who wrote about his 90-year-old dad who fell for one of these things. And it does happen, even though you and I might laugh at how transparent it is. Terry's on WGN. Hi, Terry. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, John. I was just having a good laugh with the other guy because in my family, we've pulled a couple of those little scams on the scammers. It is kind of fun to do it to them, but here's my thing. I get them on my cell phone. I get them at home. I lock the numbers, and they just keep... I must have 130,000 deleted numbers, blocked numbers, and they still find a way to call me back.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. Thanks for the phone call. That's interesting, too, though, Tracy, isn't it? I mean, you'd think you'd be able to block it, but you can't, huh?
No, just like the other gentleman said, they'll just go to the next number. I mean, they're pretty savvy on how to get around these types of things.
219 says, John, when they ask for my address, I give them 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. 815 says, John, an increase is most likely because it is tax season and they're trying to file fraudulent returns, so they're fishing for more information right now. Is there an uptick right now, per se, Tracy?
A huge uptick. We've seen about a 10 times increase since last year.
Maybe it is because of tax season as well as whatever, but I mean, I wonder if this is a time of year where we're more susceptible to this, you know?
Well, we did see that it went down over Christmas time, so we wondered if the fraudsters were, you know, Christmas shopping or taking time off for the holidays.
Isn't that weird? All right. Well, good luck to you over there, Tracy. We appreciate your time. If there's anything else that you think we should know, don't call my cell. Just call my producer and we'll put you back on the radio, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate your time. Tracy Thanos is a special agent in charge of the Social Security Office, the Inspector General's Division in the Chicago Field Division, where they look at these sorts of things. You know, so that's all helpful information. At the end of the day, just hang up the phone or do what that one guy did. Play him for as long as you can. It's 228 on WGN.